Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Honorable, respected ulama, my beloved elders and brothers in Islam, when we look at the life of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find that in every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was beauty, there was elegance, and there was perfection. Whether we speak about the akhlaq and the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, leave alone us speaking, Allah bari ta'ala himself has spoken about him, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Whatever the mubarak words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mubarak actions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find beauty in every aspect. To the extent that our ulama have enumerated and enlisted, on the one hand, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they had their special ranks, whether it was Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, whichever Nabi of Allah, they were chosen by Allah and they had beauty and they had qualities that were worthy of mention. Allah had bestowed them and Allah had blessed them with special and unique qualities. But when it comes to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ulama have enlisted 200 unique qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over and above the other anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. If we take for example a surah in the Quran, Surah Al-Anbiya, in this surah, Allah Ta'ala speaks regarding 16 Nabis of Allah. And the 17th personality that Allah Ta'ala speaks about is Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And each Nabi that is mentioned, Allah speaks about a virtue, Allah speaks about the quality, and Allah speaks about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them. Whether it is, for example, Sayyidina Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ الْفُرْقَانَ وَضِيَاءً وَذِكْرًا لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah speaks about that great gift of the Torah that Allah had bestowed. Then we look at Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ayat after ayat, Allah speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah comes to that point. Kulna ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Allah Ta'ala carries on and he says, wa najaynahu wa luta. We emancipated him. We emancipated Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. Allah speaks about Sayyidina Yaqub. And Allah speaks about Ishaq that Allah had bestowed to Ibrahim alayhi salam. throbbing for a son. Allah had granted him Ishaq, and then wa Yaquba Nafila as an additional gift. Allah Ta'ala had given him Yaqub alayhi salam, and like that, Allah speaks about a whole host of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, Nuh alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Ayyub alayhi salam, Ismail wal Yasa'a wa Dhal Kif wa Dhan Nun, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. They call to Allah and the response of Allah. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, his call and Allah's response. After all of that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we did not send you but as a rahmah for the entire universe. If we can understand the comparisons, those Nabis, some of them made dua, Allah bestowed. They didn't make dua also, Allah bestowed. But when Allah Ta'ala speaks about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah speaks about him in a way that Allah had blessed him with such a blessing that that rahmah goes throughout the entire universe. If we just look at one or two examples, what was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern? In Surah Wadduha, Wallayli idha saja, ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala, walal akhiratu khayrun laka minal ula, wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. The surah in itself was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a time when he was distressed. Wahi had stopped. And wahi stops, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now becomes concerned. There's this worry, what is going to happen? On the other hand, the wife of Abu Lahab, she begins to spread a rumor, Taraka Muhammadan shaytanuhu, that that shaitan, wa na'udhu billah, referring to Jibreel alayhi salam, has left Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, he's no more coming, there's no more wahi. This hurts Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala takes the qasam wa dhuha wa layli idha saja. Qasam of the time of dhuha, the mid-morning and the night, when it begins to enshroud the universe with its darkness. Ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Your Rabb has never left you and he has never forsaken you. Walal akhiratu khayrun laka minal ula. Akhirat, or the latter part of your life, will be better than this world or the earlier part of this life. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا سَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Soon Allah will grant you, Allah will bestow upon you, and you will be pleased. Friends, each one of us need to ask one question. What makes me happy in life? What makes me happy in life? We try to align our lives to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the one question is, what made Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy? Does that make me happy? Or am I far away from that target that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has set? Allah is saying, we will grant you, we will bestow you, and you will be pleased. What was his response? Idhan la arda wa wahidum min ummati finnar. Allah, I will not be happy. I will not be happy even if one of my ummati is in the fire of Jahannam. That was, and that is the ultimate happiness. There is one narration that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling towards Medina Munawwara, and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped at a particular place. He disembarks, he dismounts his animal, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts his hands And he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. And after he makes dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes into sajda. A long while passes, he gets up, again he lifts his hands, and again he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. A long while passes, and again he goes into sajda. And the third time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam does the same. He stands in dua, and then he goes into sajda. A while passes, and then he comes up. It is obvious, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had not seen Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam do such a thing. And he perceived that they were questioning, what is this about, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So he said, I made dua to Allah the first time. And I asked Allah, O Allah, grant me the intercession of my ummah. The intercession on behalf of my ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response, one third. I went into sajda, making shukr to Allah ta'ala, and then I stood up again. No other dua, the same dua. O Allah, grant me the intercession of my ummah. Let me intercede on behalf of my ummah. Again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I go into sajda. Allah ta'ala reveals to me that the second third of the ummah. Again I stood up and I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one dua. O Allah, grant me that I intercede on behalf of my ummah. And the third time Allah ta'ala said, now your entire ummah, the third. And I went into sajda again to thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Friends, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pleased with. That the ummah be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when intercession takes place on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah will grant Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the intercession on behalf of his ummah, Allah will ask him, are you now pleased? Does this make you happy? He will reply, yes, O Allah, this makes me happy. So we just need to sometimes reflect, introspect, and ask ourselves the question, that have we aligned ourselves? Am I an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or am I just an individual? And am I living in a materialistic world, concerned about myself, my own welfare, the welfare of my family, the welfare of my children? Or is it ummah that I am concerned about? Our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we often hear that he was sent to the entire mankind. Allah Ta'ala commands him in the Quran, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say to the whole of mankind that I have been sent to you all together. What does this entail? An example of a person that had come before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who hears about his nubuwa, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hasn't come to this earth yet. Of course, his nubuwa was granted to him at the time when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was bayn al-ma'i wa turab, between water and earth. Allah had not yet completed the creation of Adam alayhi salam. Allah bestowed the nubuwa upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ulama have written that there are three individuals that brought iman on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam even before the nubuwat, even before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One was that person about whom you and I recite every morning our surah Yasin, wa jaa min aqsal madinati rajulun yas'a, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ Who was this person? Habib ibn Ismail al-Najjar. He was sent at a time when messengers had come to his community. There's no time to go into the details. But he heard about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nubuwat, and he accepted Iman. He accepted Islam. He accepted Tawheed. Then there was the famous person that we know about, Waraqa bin Nawfal. Before the advent of the nubuwat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave shahada and he testified to the nubuwa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we have one individual who was known by the title of Tubba. Tubba actually is the title of the kings of Yemen. And he began to travel the entire region. And in his entourage, he had many scholars of the scriptures that had come down. Some have given the number of 400. And wherever they traveled, he would travel with them, he would take them with him. And then they come to this land. And when they come to this land, they make a very unique request to him, that allow us to stay in this land. So what is so unique about this land was his question. And they responded that this is the Darul Hijra of the last Nabi Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can we think about it? That they, and how Allah had given details. One is the details Allah had given about the description of the nubuwa, the description, the personal description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given such a perfect description of Medina that years before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even born, they see Medina and they realize that this is the Darul Hijra, the place to where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to make hijrat. So when they explain to him about the qualities, the reality of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does a few things. One is, he allowed them to remain in Medina. He had given them and he had built for them homes. He had given them sufficient provisions. And then he said to one of them, writing a letter, a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shahidtu ala Ahmada annahu Rasulullah barin nasami walau mudda umuri ila umurihi lakuntu waziran lahu wabana ammi. And it goes on. But the gist of it is, he writes this letter that I bear testimony to the fact that Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the Rasul of Allah, that Allah who is the creator of life, that Allah that has brought souls into being and created life. And then the second part is something that you and I really need to think about. وَلَوْ مُدَّ umuri ila umuri. If perchance my life has to be lengthened and it coincides with his life, I'm still living and the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes place and I am there, لَكُنْتُ وَزِيرًا لَهُ وَبْنَ عَمِّي, then I will become a helper and a devotee to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Friends, we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Does it ever dawn upon us that we need to become helpers of the deen of Allah Ta'ala? We need to be helpers in every aspect of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does it ever dawn upon us that we have this responsibility of propagating the deen of Allah, of taking this message of Allah Rabbul Izzat, of the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nonetheless, it appears in the Sirah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We know that when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had come to Medina Munawwara, we know the entire incident. He left the reins of his camel, and that camel comes to Medina, and it stops at one point, and then it begins to move. That was the point of Masjid al-Nabawi, and then it moves, and then it sits at the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst the offspring of those scholars that were with Tubba, and he was the one that handed that letter over to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So friends, that is that great rahmah, that rahmatul lil alamin, that his reign of nubuwat was not only confined to the people after him, but obviously the people before him also. Then we speak about another aspect of rahmatul lil alamin, that there was one desire for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that was that Allah continuously increases this ummah in reward. In some kitabs of tafsir, there is a narration that the ayah of the Quran, "Man jaa bil hasana, falahu ashru amthaliha," was revealed. That person who brings one hasana. And the important part of this ayat actually is Allah Ta'ala does not say the person who practices man amila. Allah says man ja'a bil hasana. That person that brings a hasana where? Into the courts of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Allah give me the tawfiq and all of us. What it means is to practice and then not to be proud, not to create any aspect of insincerity at the time of practicing, but to keep it concealed and then to bring it in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Then that person will be granted the 10 of its likes. In other words, Allah will reward 10 times. 10 times would have been sufficient. You and I would have been pleased with Allah multiplying by 10. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he petitions Allah, he beseeches Allah, and he says, "Oh Allah, increase for my ummah." Allah Ta'ala reveals the ayah, "Mathalul ladina yunfiquna amwalahum fi sabilillah kamathali habbatin anbatat sab'a sanabil fi kulli sumbulatin mi'atu habba." The gist of the ayah, whatever we spend, Allah multiplies 700 times. Other ahadith, whatever deeds we carry out, depending on the level of our ikhlas, Allah multiplies up to 700. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he beseeched Allah once again, and he says, "Ya Allah, increase for my ummah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the ayah, "Man dhalladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana fayudha'ifahu lahu adhafan kathira." That person that gives Allah a beautiful loan, Allah multiplies abundantly. Here Allah ta'ala does not attach a figure. And hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is still not pleased. And he says, "Ya Allah, increase for my ummah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response, "Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person that remains persevering. That person that perseveres, he endures, he remains steadfast, bighayri hisab, without any calculation, Now this pleased Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find in one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about a particular dua, a special dua that Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. Remember, every Nabi of Allah was mustajab. His du'as were certainly accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted a du'a that was particularly and especially accepted by Allah. One du'a, whatever it may be, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every Nabi of Allah utilized that one du'a in this dunya. I have delayed it for the hereafter for the benefit of my ummah. So brothers and friends, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that being that Allah Ta'ala speaks about rahmatan lil alameen. Allah has given him unique qualities, special privileges that Allah had not given to other anbiya alayhim as-salam. One of the ulama have interpreted the ayah of the Quran that we hear so often, wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha, that if you count, you enumerate one ni'mat of Allah, ni'matallah, you will never be able to come to a conclusion. You will never be able to fully count it. And he says that this is our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every aspect of his life is a ni'mat. Every word he spoke was a ni'mat to this ummah. Every of his teachings is a ni'mat to this ummah. Friends, you and I, we need to try to relate to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heart of every believer exists. However, we need to increase that love. We need to acquaint ourselves with the Mubarak Seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to acquaint ourselves with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I leave you with just one Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and understand the benefits. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that that person that washes his hands before he eats. And why he washes his hands? Because it is a sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he washes his hands after he has eaten. Allah Ta'ala grants barakah in the sustenance of that individual. One simple sunnah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has granted so much. Can we then understand and realize the various other sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We go back to the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and observe. Look at Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha. We know the incident that she comes to Makkah with an ailing animal, an animal that lags behind all the other animals. The other wet nurses have taken all the other children. One Halima, one Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is left. That was Allah's rahmah upon her. And that is the illustration that Allah illustrates barakah to this ummah. That no sooner does she place Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on her lap, and no sooner does she ride with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happens? The entire fortune of Halima Sa'diya changes. Friends, let us bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives as much as we can. And we will see Allah Rabbul Izzah will place that barakah. And of course, let us also ask the question once again, does what made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy, does that make me happy? May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. May Allah Ta'ala grant the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus to all the marhumin, those who have left this world, those who are ill and sick. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant shifai kamil ajil mustamir, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala assist our brothers and sisters and our children of Palestine and the rest of the world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.